Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It is Jacob Albrecht alongside Tommy Kester. Jad Chambers producing for us. It is Sports Daily. We are glad to be here with you for the next couple hours. Appreciate you tuning in right here on KFH. Maybe you're listening to us live on a stream at kfhradio.com. Maybe you're watching us right now. Facebook, YouTube, X. You can do that as well. Just search for KFH. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about today. Well, some not so fun if you're a Royals fan. But we'll get into the Royals. Another loss last night in Oakland. Unacceptable. We will get with our K-State insider, Tim Fitzgerald. Been a couple weeks, so we'll get the latest on any movement for K-State football. We still got to talk to Fitz about what happened there with their latest basketball recruit and a reportedly record-breaking deal. So that'll come at the top of the next hour. Looking forward to that conversation. We can get more into Chiefs, Royals, potentially there on the Kansas side of the border. It's all there, out there for us. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, happy Thursday. Good to see you today. I hope, you know, those people that had the day off yesterday for Juneteenth had a good day off and able to get kind of rested and recharged and ready for the rest of the week.
We got a lot of other fun stuff today, too. That IHOP hotline is open for you at 869-1240. Try the Have It All Breakfast. One slice of classic thick and fluffy French toast, two buttermilk pancakes, two strips of hickory smoked bacon, two pork sausage links, two pieces of thick cut ham, two eggs and hash browns. And we appreciate IHOP's support in bringing us that hotline. We're also going to give you a couple opportunities to win prizes today. One opportunity will be for Kenny Chesney and Zach Brown Band tickets up at Arrowhead Stadium. The other will be for some free HTO iced tea and Free Reign Coffee. So make sure you stay tuned for those opportunities throughout the day as well today. Lots of fun, as it always is. It's the first official day of summer, I believe, even though it's felt like summer. It's been a little cooler this week. Got out to Crestview. We appreciate Crestview Country Club support, Tommy. And we can get to that right now. I went out last night. Yeah, it was evening night. And I was out playing golf with one of the kids. You took your family to the pool and saw the rest of my family at the pool. So it was quite a night for us over at the club. We appreciate Crestview's support. Give them a call. Learn about all the cool things they have and the ways you could join. But that was great. That was just the right way to do it.
Yeah, by the way, it's pretty rare that you're the one playing golf and I'm the one at the pool.
I know.
The roles were reversed a little bit yesterday, but it sounded like you shot one of the best rounds you've had in a long time.
In a long time. So when I played enough to even pay attention or keep track, I could get around 90. You know, I could get around 90. Never really devoted any time to clubs or making sure I've got the right things or whatever. And that's right where I was. And yesterday, I would not have been on pace for 90, but I was about five strokes better than the handicap. And the thing for me was, too, because there was definitely, yeah, I'm going to kick the ball over there, or that was a duff shot limit. You know, I had two legitimate pars, which I don't even know when the last time that happened for me. I mean, it's been a minute, but, you know, that's the now third set of nine holes that I've played this year. Worst day I've maybe ever had at the range. I was like, this is going to be terrible. I couldn't do anything at the range. And then it translated fine and had a great time. More importantly, we were cruising around, jamming to some T-Swift with my nine-year-old daughter. She's, you know, racing the golf cart and doing all the fun stuff. That was what was awesome. The golf was good, too.
Hey, it keeps you coming back. You know, I always say out of 10 shots, as long as the 10th one is okay, the previous nine could be terrible. But if the 10th one is, you know, just slightly okay, that's what keeps you coming back.
I did double bogey the final or the ninth hole there I was going to be like, I think I was eight over going into the final hole of my nine, and I double bogeyed it, which kind of sucked because that would have been a pretty good pace, but whatever. It happens. But it's always fun. Give Crestview a call. They got two courses. They had a tournament on one course. Most places that happens, you're kind of screwed. Not at Crestview. They had a tournament on one of the 18, so I jumped over to the other one and played nine holes. That's one of the, I know the golfers love that opportunity, but we appreciate their support of the program. Give them a call. Tommy, for the Royals, you know, I've been one of the great ironies of baseball is nothing can make you angrier than when you're following a good team, because the last couple of nights are just like straight white hot anger as a baseball fan. To see the Royals drop the first two in Oakland. This second game was with Cole Reagans on the mound. They're now in third place in the AL Central. Now six games behind Cleveland. With this tremendous opportunity they had in front of them, now they're just trying to salvage and not be swept by the A's. The infuriating day-to-day grind of meaningful baseball is something that I think is one of the great sports fans' things. It's easy to be indifferent in baseball, but you can only get this angry if the team you're following is in contention. And that's what we have now, because this is maddening to see them drop these first two games in Oakland.
You know what Oakland really did in the game last night that set them apart and ultimately led to the win? They worked the count. They worked the count on Cole Reagans. They worked the count on the bullpen. Royals pitchers issued seven walks to the Athletics last night. That's far too many runners on the base paths. And that was just really kind of the doing in, I think, of Kansas City last night. That's more than double their season average in their games this year. And, you know, they do a fairly good job, the pitchers do for the most part, of avoiding walks. But last night was not really the case. So I don't know if there was something that the hitters for Oakland saw in Cole Reagans, you know, in warm-ups or whatever, like, hey, we need to be a little bit more patient at the plate, or really what it came down to. But, you know, they were able to work more favorable counts, get on the base paths more, and I think that ultimately did the Royals in.
Yeah, I mean, it did. There's a lot of things that are doing the Royals in right now, and it's just I don't know even how many of them we need to be like trying to like dissect and evaluate. They're not playing well at this moment, and it's frustrating because they have this opportunity. Do I think this means that the Royals are pretenders and they're, you know, frauds? No, I don't. That's what makes it even more frustrating. I think they're legitimate. You go out to Oakland and you lose a couple of games. And that's baseball. That happens in baseball all the time. And, you know, the overall consistency is what tells the story. But in this small moment, to fall further behind Cleveland, to allow Minnesota to overtake you in the standings, when you hadn't done that through this brutal stretch that they are just coming out of, that's no fun. And it's, you know, again, I don't know what else to say besides maddening. The good news is you get day baseball after it. I will say there's nothing better to cure what ails you after a really frustrating night or a couple of nights or whatever than some day baseball. If you get that turned around, you get it in the afternoon, you feel much better about things. It'd be nice if they could figure out a way to pick up that game back on Cleveland, but then there's the alternative. What if it snowballs and now you're 7 games back? I mean that's the, and so there's this pressure. And they have to feel that pressure, right? You can't get swept by Oakland. They're terrible. Can't happen.
Yeah, do you think there's more pressure on them this Thursday to avoid a sweep against the A's, or more pressure a week ago Thursday to try to avoid a sweep against the Yankees?
Absolutely this week. No question. Now, I will say, in that Yankees series, they were just getting smashed. So maybe that added a little bit of pressure in that regard, because they were the way that they were losing those games was so, you just were like, God, they're totally outmatched. So maybe that, but there's way more pressure not to get swept by Oakland. I mean, you can't get swept by Oakland. What is this? Like, what's happening right now? That's not a thing that can happen to a good team. Has Oakland, and I'll check this here in just a second. And by the way, it's Seth Lugo today. You like that? I'm gonna check and see if Oakland has swept anybody this year. Let's just take a real quick look and see if they have any sweeps this season. Well, they've been swept plenty of times. I'll say that. Just looking for no. Nope. I don't think that they have. Oh, they swept Pittsburgh. They swept Pittsburgh. I take that back, Oakland A's fans. You did get a sweep against Pittsburgh. Doesn't change the fact that if you're Kansas City, you cannot allow their second sweep of the season to come against you. Can't do it. I mean, come on now. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Tommy, that we're even having this conversation.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
You know, it's been a while since I brought this up, and I think that I'm ready now to bring it back up again to restart this conversation. I think it's time to move Michael Garcia out of the leadoff spot. I think you've got to put Bobby Witt Jr. in there and move forward with him at the leadoff spot. Did you know Michael Garcia has not had a hit in his last 4 games, dating back to the Dodger series? In fact, in his last 15 games, he's batting a measly 141. He's 9-for-64. The slugging percentage is under 2 for Michael Garcia right now. And really, I mean, even going back to last night, the only offensive production, of course, came from the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. And I just think that they're at the point now where, especially as they're kind of sputtering offensively, and it starts at the very top of the lineup, I've been an advocate for it for a while. I backed off of it for a bit because I thought, okay, Garcia's kind of coming around, and I understand Bobby Witt Jr. being comfortable in the second spot and blah, blah, blah. At the point they are right now, and to try to stop the bleeding a little bit, anything you can do, I think, to try to stem that tide will help. And I think that's one thing that they could absolutely look at and they should be doing. I think they should move Bobby Witt Jr. to the leadoff spot and move Michael Garcia further down.
I agree. It has never changed either. There was never a point where that shouldn't have been the case. You've got two major, major problems at the top of the lineup right now. And it's that Vinny Pasquantino couldn't get a clutch hit if his life depended on it. He is not having a good year. And Michael Garcia doesn't need to be this team's leadoff hitter. Never has. Needs to be Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
And I don't know what you do with the two-hole. I mean, at this point, I'd be fine just batting Salvi in the two-hole. Like, I don't know what you do, because how many times does Pasquantino get up late in the game with an opportunity to do something meaningful and it falls flat? Like,
yeah,
double play ball, pop fly last night. Like, it's constant. So why? Like, this isn't some, you know, earth-shattering, you're not hurting anybody's feelings. Like, mix this up a little bit. And I don't know if Massey helps that, and maybe you can move him in. But right now, like, you have, yeah, I agree.
And look, you go back to the last four games the Royals have played. Every single time in the top of the first inning, they've been on the road all four games, Bobby Witt Jr. is coming to bat with one out. Right? I mean, because Michael Garcia has not had a hit in the last four games. He's been the leadoff guy, right? And so I think you have to keep your eye on that and realize that you are not giving your best player the best situation to come to bat. I'd rather him go to bat with nobody on and nobody out than nobody on and one out every time in the top of the first inning or the bottom of the first inning. It basically spots the other team in out before the best hitter on your team comes up to the plate. And so I think you've got to kind of look at that. I was going back and forth with a couple of people on social media last night about this, and somebody said, you know, the Royals tried Bobby Witt Jr. in the leadoff spot last year, and it failed. That was their words. It was a very small sample size. He played like 30-some games, I think, when he batted leadoff last year. And he wasn't the player last year that he is now. He was still growing and blossoming, you know, into this superstar, right? And so I think that you've got to, you know, kind of throw that out the window. It was an extremely small sample size. And on top of that, too, wouldn't you want your best hitter to potentially get more at-bats? I don't know if you can, like, calculate out on average how many more at-bats a leadoff hitter gets as opposed to a two-hole hitter, but I would imagine that it's at least a few as the season goes on, right? I mean, I don't exactly know that, but you would think you're putting them in better opportunities and better situations.
Well, let me just look here, and because I can tell you how many more Michael Garcia has than Bobby Witt Jr. Let's go to at-bats, and we'll sort, because I don't recall Garcia getting any, you know, days off. It's equated right now to, they have about the same number of walks, almost identical. It's equated to five more at-bats this season. So not an insignificant number.
Yeah, and, you know, if Bobby Witt Jr. is batting, what, right around 300, I think. So you're talking, if he had five more at-bats, two more hits?
Potentially.
You know?
And if they're in a clutch spot, it could be, you know, the outcome of a game, two games, which is meaningful. No, I agree with you. I'm not, like, right now, it's getting bad. Like, if you go to OPS, like, if you're a stats guy, I mean, Michael Garcia is like eighth on the team in OPS. Not only is it just bad, like, it's bad compared to his peers in the same lineup. It's not good. He does not need to be leading off. It doesn't make any sense. It's not conducive to his style of play. I mean, he can steal bases. He has the second most, I think, on the team, but he's not on base enough. You know, his on-base percentage is one of the lower numbers on the team. Again, in the starting lineup, I think it's ninth or tenth in on-base percentage. So, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not saying he's not useful. He's certainly useful. But why would you, A, not give Bobby Witt Jr. the extra at-bats? B, if base stealing is a major part of his game, and it is, even, you know, potentially, you've got somebody out in front of him. If he can get on as a leadoff man, he's going to steal second. And now you just need Salvi up and with an opportunity to knock him in. Like, I think when Massey comes back, I would probably go Witt, Massey, Salvi. I might even go, you know, I might even go Witt, Salvi, Massey. I would just, they've got to put a collection of players together that are just, you know, a little more consistent. The we've talked about this. Like, the lineup is scoring runs, and it is finding, you know, different ways, and there's a clutch factor to this lineup, certainly. There's no question. They're scoring a lot of runs late. Maybe score a few more early. And sometimes you can help manufacture that a little bit. You put a handy hitter at two. You got Bobby Witt leading off. He's going to steal second.
This is the same guy a few games ago that hit a ball down the left field line. He's a right-handed batter and got a triple out of
it. I know. But let's just say he gets on, because he's getting on base at a good clip, and you've got somebody batting two hole, and you're up against a really good pitcher, and Whit finds his way on, steal second, and bunt him over to third, and take your chances on Salvi getting you a sac fly. Don't you like those chances? Like, I know the analytics people don't like that, but the Royals are not this dynamic. You know, there's just, to your point, there is no reason that the lineup needs to be so hard and fast. And Mikel Garcia has not needed to be leading off all year. Like, the conversation didn't change that we were having 3 weeks ago. It's the same thing. Literally try anybody else. Mm-hmm. He's one of the worst players on the team at getting on base. What do you need your leadoff hitter to do?
Get on base. And on top of that, too, you know, like I mentioned before, I know it's one at bat at the very beginning of the game. And then at that point, the situation is always different. But at least to start off a game for the last four of them, it's an automatic out before Bobby Witt Jr. comes to the plate. You think that changes the way a pitcher might approach Bobby Witt Jr. if you're pitching to him with one out as opposed to pitching to him with no outs? Because I think it does a little bit. I think you got to be a little bit more cautious. And so if you've not got anybody in front of him that the pitchers have any kind of respect for, and at least over the last couple of weeks, I don't know why any pitcher would fear Mikel Garcia, then you can absolutely go right at him, and then you don't have to worry about him getting on base and for Bobby Witt Jr. to drive him in. And, you know, the other, I think on top of it too, and I know we're talking collectively as a team, and I'm looking more at this from an individual stats perspective, how many more RBIs would Bobby Witt Jr. have this season if he had somebody that was consistently getting on base in front of him in the lineup? And that's not happening. And I know oftentimes leadoff hitters don't have a lot of RBIs because midway through a game they're coming up after the nine-hole hitter or whatever. But still, I mean, I think that you would see quite a bit more production from Bobby Witt Jr., at least from a stat perspective, if he was batting leadoff.
And he hadn't had a good week either at the plate. But
he was the only offensive production in last night's game.
How about this? Bobby Witt Jr. leads off. Pasquantino doesn't strike out, so he's at least helpful in a two-hole if Witt's on. Witt, Pasquantino, Salvi, 1-2-3. And then you can figure out how you want to mix up Garcia and like Nelson Velasquez or Renfro when he's back. In that 4-5 area, and then you start over again with Massey at 6, and then just sort of see what happens. I think if you can go Witt, Pasquantino, Salvi, 1-2-3, you're going to be a more productive offense. I do. It fits all their styles to go in that order. Vinny Pasquantino has not been a power hitter at all this year. I mean, he's got 7 home runs. It's fine. He's slugging .422. I think if you put him at 2, you're not missing a ton, right? I think you could absolutely do that. He doesn't strike out. That's his strength, right? He does not strike out. So put him in there, and if Witt's on base, that, you know, almost anything is productive when Witt's on base. Almost anything. Because if Witt's on base, he's probably going to steal second. And then if he steals second, you're productive here. Let's go to the KFH hotline. We'll extend the segment here a little bit so Mike doesn't have to wait through the commercial break. Welcome in, Mike. IHOP hotline, the floor is yours.
Okay, well, I just have a couple of comments. I think this team is going to be a streaky team, streaky good, streaky bad, just based on what I've seen. I'm hoping after the All-Star break we're going to see a little bit of a movement in not only the batting lineup, but boy, I'd sure like to see some other people in left field. I just, you know, Darren Blanco, the guy, is just not getting much of a chance. And, you know, he's a pretty talented guy, really fast. Maybe he's that leadoff guy, or maybe, you know, he needs to be in there somewhere. And then also, I think when Renfro and Massey get back, I think that lineup is going to get back into shape, and we're going to see some more on the offensive side. That's all I got.
I think, look, Mike, I think those are good points. I would say just bat Witt leadoff, though. Like, let Witt be your leadoff hitter. And I've always kind of wanted to see more of Blanco. If you listen to this show, you know that. Like, I'm kind of in on Blanco. He's a wild card a little bit. Getting Renfro and Massey back is going to help. I don't think there's much question about that. So that extends your lineup just a little bit. But mix it up. Like, why are we so beholden to this lineup? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's been a little surprising to me that with Renfro on the IL, that they haven't given Blanco more play. And I know that they've done, a couple of other things. They called up Drew Waters for a quick cup of coffee, and, you know, Kyle Isbell's getting quite a bit more play. Of course, MJ Melendez is in there. I'm surprised that Blanco, that would have been the opportunity, I think, to see what you had, really, in Darren Blanco.
Isbell's been a good enough defender that when the offense is healthy, I'm okay with him in center. I just can't have that many holes in the lineup, though, because he does, man. He plays a mean center field. 869-1240, we'll continue the conversation, get into tonight's matchup specifically as we make our way through. Lots of other stuff to come today as well. We'll get into it. It's all Brockton Caster at Sports Daily on a Thursday. All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster alongside you. Thanks for tuning in to the program. By the way, don't miss a minute of the action on the diamond with ESPN Bet. The exclusive sportsbook of ESPN is the only place to find offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities, including daily odds boosts and home run specials all season long. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. All right, Tommy. It's a Lugo day. Lugo has been certainly lately not what he was in the beginning. But right now, as the Royals get day baseball, you're minus 145 on the money line. That spread line is plus 105. He's up against Mitch Spence. That over-under still at 7.5. If we're looking at the Royals, what are we thinking here? ESPN Bet. I would say, Tommy, that I would go right back to the run line. Well, like, at some point, they have to do what they're supposed to do in this series. I mean, maybe they don't. But if I'm just looking at it on logical plays, that would be the play.
Well, and there's nobody that you would rather have on the hill, even though it hasn't been particularly great. Recently, I mean, he hasn't really pitched at the level that we have become accustomed to. Then Seth Lugo, you want Seth Lugo in this spot to try to salvage the series against the A's. You cannot get, number one, get swept by them, and especially get swept by them when Seth Lugo is pitching. So he's got to pitch a good game. We've got to get back to, I guess, vintage Seth Lugo from earlier this season. And offense has to sort of click into place. I thought they would score a lot more runs last night against Medina than what they did. Medina's ERA is pretty high. And that was the first win of the season for him last night. So I thought they would definitely have more going offensively last night. You've got to get the bats going today. And so if they're able to do that, then yeah. I mean, I like the fact that it is Lugo, so if it was anybody else, I'm not sure that I would lay that money, but because it is Lugo, I think I might do that.
I don't bet enough to ever bet minus 145 by itself, so like my bet amount typically isn't high enough to make that worth it. Now, if I'm looking at putting that with something else, then you could maybe convince me, and let's look at some of the player props on it here. Because baseball player props are tricky. Lugo over 5.5 strikeouts, you put that with, you know, just a money line, maybe. I don't think a home run is what you want to put in there. That's more of a by itself sort of bet. You could put Bobby Witt Jr. With, you know, it's, let me just see what this does to the odds. So his one hit is minus 450, so it's not good at all. Let me see what that does to that money line if I put them together. It makes it minus 113. You know, that's a little more appealing. You just kind of toss in a Bobby Witt Jr. hit even though it's not juicy at all. Like, it's minus 450. It does get you closer to even money if you were going to go that way. I just don't like minus 145 because I don't bet enough. And so when I look at them, I'm like, okay, well, where's that opportunity to get at least close to even money? And that's what, you know, that's where that would go. Mitch Spence, I mean, we can look him up. I don't know a lot about Mitch Spence, Tommy.
Well, it's his seventh start of the season. He has kind of bounced back and forth between the rotation and the bullpen. He's had 11 relief appearances, an ERA under 4. You know, he's got a whip that's slightly higher than it probably should be at 121. You know, so it's been kind of up and down, I think, for him, depending on whether or not he's starting a game or coming out of the bullpen. The last time he was out against the Twins in a start, it was a no decision. He pitched 5 2/3, gave up 4 runs and 9 hits. And so it wasn't a great outing for him less than a week ago. So that being said, over his last 6 starts, an ERA under 4, 3.69 is his ERA over his last 6 starts. So not horrible. I would imagine he's kind of a middle of the road, up and down, you know, kind of pitcher.
But it's more about the Royals offense, isn't it?
Well, you know, 100% it is. And you know what?
Can they just do what they need to do?
Yeah, look, and I looked this stat up. I saw this earlier today. Away from Kauffman Stadium this season, the Royals offense has an OPS of 649, which is below the league average. The league average is right around 7. And so they've been away from home pretty woeful offensively throughout the entire season. You know, and so that they've got to try to buck that trend in today's game, you know, and get going, I think, early. To your point, we've talked about how clutch this team can be in late innings and how they don't go away. But the byproduct of that is that they're not scoring the runs that they need to be out in front early in games often enough. And so that's going to be something that we'll need to continue to develop. And especially today, we've both seen in the previous 2 games, the Royals falling behind and not being able to come back. And especially in the opening game of this series, you know, they did come back, but not all the way, and they lost 7-5. So you've got to get out to a lead early. You've got to try to run Mitch Spence early and get to the bullpen for Oakland, which is better, but still, I think that's got to be the strategy for today.
It does. Well, you just give yourself a chance. Right, they haven't really given themselves a chance, and that's a combination of things. You've been let down by your starters in those games too, right? It's been both. It's not all on the offense. The first night, the first game of the series, they scored 5 runs. That ought to be enough against Oakland. Last night, not so much. Last night was just sort of a turd. There's no other way around it. It was just kind of an all-around turd. Today, Lugo on the mound. Stop the bleeding. Never thought we'd be having a conversation about needing to stop the bleeding in a series against Oakland. But that's the way that goes. So I am not sure that I will bet them again until we see them come out of whatever this funk is. Tommy, when we look at, you know, the offense lately, 1 run, 5 runs, no runs. They had 7, then they had 3, 4. 5-1-2. It's just, you look at it on paper, and if I'll bet you, if we took from the start of that Yankees series to the end of Oakland over that stretch of games, which would be now 8 games over their last 8, I'll bet you if we took the amount of runs scored in their last 8 games, it's not the bottom of the league. You know what I mean? Like, so the law of averages with this team would go where they always have, like the run differential's high, all these things. And it's really hard to define it, but when they're struggling, and maybe it's to Mike, our caller, in the last segment's point, maybe it's just a streaky team. And you know what? A streaky team won the World Series last year. So that's not the worst thing in the world. You just have to have timing with that and have your streaks run together. But remember, the Rangers, last year, they couldn't get it done in the division. The famous Astros, you know, we all wondered what it would be like if the Astros didn't win the division. Guess we won't find out. That whole thing. And the Rangers streaked at the right time. They got hot in the postseason. They hit a billion home runs, and they won a World Series. So if that is what this team is, it's fine that they go cold like this, as long as they continue to go hot. And it's got to be extended stretches of hot. And it's in the timing has to be there. Like if they, you know, if they lose two, three games to the Indians right here because they're in the cold streak, if they turn around the hot streak and they go back and they take three or four from Cleveland, then we're have, you know, then we're all fine, right? Like it's all everything, everybody's good. Nobody's disappointed. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's just a streaky team because the numbers sort of tell you that it is. The averages look fine, but you get into these stretches where you just scratch your head a little bit of like what is happening right now?
Yeah, I get that. And this is really the opportunity, I think, for the Royals to show that, you know, they are in a position where they're still looking at winning this division, or at least trying to chase down the Guardians. If they get swept in this series, then you go on to Texas and you struggle there as the road trip continues. You know, I remember, I think we talked about it a week ago, or maybe even earlier this week, about how this, I think this stretch of baseball, I think this stretch of baseball tells us, will end up telling us all we need to know about them. And if they falter, if they continue to sputter, then we are probably looking at more of a wild card potential team, maybe a first round exit, you know, wild card exit type, you know, team, as opposed to a legitimate contender.
It is. I am not quite ready to, but I'm close to saying just worry about the wild card. Minnesota also just passed you in the standings. I think inherently one of Houston or Texas is going to heat up before this season is done. I think there's too much. I think there's just too much traffic. Cleveland is still attainable. You have too many heads up games against them. I think for us to like rewire our brains, I guess is it, but we're close. And again, like if Cleveland runs away with it, okay, fine. Who cares? Right, then the wild card's fine, but you still got to be in the wild card. But I think you still think about Cleveland because probably at worst, Cleveland's going to be one of those teams you're competing with in the wild card. Like if Minnesota gets hot, you still got to be, you know, potentially better than Cleveland. We think they're taking two wild card teams out of the AL Central. I mean, look, I know there are two wild card teams right now if you looked in the standings of the AL Central. What do we honestly think the chances of three teams out of the AL Central making the playoffs are? Like what would you put that chance at? Oh. On June 20th.
I'm at a loss. I mean, I just don't know.
From low.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be low.
It's got to be. I mean,
I
want to be optimistic.
Now.
I want to be optimistic. It's just, it's hard to be that way right now.
Let's look at that. We'll come back. We'll continue this, and we'll get into K-State and some other things in the second hour. But we'll come back to that. Like, if you took the standings now, you'd have three in from the Central. What are the chances that that holds up, and how does that impact how much of a frustration you might have this week after losing a couple games in Oakland if you're the Royals? We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this. Let's do our first giveaway, your chance to win some HTO iced tea and free rain coffee. You can get more than 20 flavors of that iced tea, Wichita East, Wichita West, and in Derby. All you got to do to win is text to win. You can enter the contest by texting the keyword TTEA to the short code 20357. That's it. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Just text the word TTEA to 20357. We'll give away some concert tickets. Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown Band coming up in the second hour. All right, Tommy, we put this out there. What are the chances as we look at the wild card right now, and you'd have two central teams, three teams in the playoffs basically from the AL Central, that would hold true? Here's what I would tell you. According, if you go to CBS Sports, and they have this service, this projecting like AI service thing. They've always had it. So they would put the chances of Cleveland in the playoffs at 97% right now. Minnesota in the playoffs at 78% right now. And the Royals a tick under 20%. So they obviously don't believe in the Royals. But it would be close by their projections for that to hold true. I would tell you I will be stunned if three teams out of the AL Central end up in the postseason. I know that's the way it's been all year long. I know that's the way it is now. That just will really, really surprise me if that holds true.
Well, then who are the other teams, you know, you think that would maybe knock out that third team from the, you know, in the AL Central to get a wild card spot? Is it an AL East team potentially? Like, are we looking at, you know, one of those teams to try to get hot down the stretch and ultimately knock out whoever that third place team is?
Well, the Red Sox are the most in striking distance. And the Red Sox, quite frankly, aren't even the team that scares me the most, although with their budgets, they could get crazy at the deadline. But if you're, you know, there is a combination of Tampa, Toronto, Houston, Texas, and then Boston that gets really scary if they get hot and if they get healthy. You know, the law of averages play out to what we projected for these teams before the season started. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe this just continues on this trend and the AL is not as strong as we thought it was. I just think that that's hard to imagine that we hold this with the division that has historically not been as good. Maybe it does. Maybe it does. But right now, Boston's right there, and you got to be worried about that. Kansas City's another bad day from being knocked out of the postseason as it currently stands. And then you have that group of those four other teams that you've got to hold off. I don't think Detroit's going to be able to keep the pace with Kansas City, but they're not bad. They don't scare me the same way Tampa, Toronto, Houston, and Texas do. So I don't know. You tell me. I'd say the chances are low. If there was a way to bet right now how many teams from the AL Central make the postseason and the number was at 2.5, I would take the under.
You know, I'm gonna go a little higher than that. And the reason I think that the probability might be slightly higher is, as we all know, there aren't as many divisional games in Major League Baseball anymore. So where it used to be the teams would just cannibalize each other, that necessarily isn't always the case anymore because these teams are not playing as many games against each other as they used to. So I think that might play into it a little bit. Here's the other thing, too. I think that a week from now, we'll have a pretty good idea if the Royals are going to be chasing Cleveland or if they're going to be chasing Minnesota. Because, you know, you lose today, and then you struggle against Texas this weekend, and then you play the Guardians at home. And a week from now, when that Guardian series is all wrapped up and done, I think we'll know, are they going to be able to get after the Guardians for the division, or should they set their sights on trying to overtake Minnesota and at least solidify a wild card position?
I don't even know what you want either, by the way, because you've played Minnesota quite a bit this year already, right? So would you rather be chasing the team you play directly? Probably you'd rather just be, you know, you'd rather just be chasing the team that's not as good. And I'm not sure who I think is better, Minnesota or Cleveland. And throw Kansas City in there too. That's so crazy about this week, Tommy. Like if Kansas City is what they should be, right? If their pitchers are the good versions of themselves, I think that I honestly would take them right there with Minnesota or Cleveland. I would. I mean, if Waka comes back healthy and your pitchers are doing what they've done for most of the season collectively, I would still take that because I think they have the better rotation. But when they're cold like this, they don't feel like, and I know this sounds obvious, but I do think it's not always the case. Their floor and their ceiling seem like they're very far apart.
Well, the team that they're putting out on the field right now is not the best version of themselves. Without Michael Wacha, without Michael Massey, without Hunter Renfroe, by and large, up until the last couple of weeks, they had pretty much avoided the injury bug for the most part. It's hit them really hard, and what's interesting is that they managed their way through the most difficult stretch of baseball. And here we go against the Athletics, where they've got to just try to like scramble to avoid a sweep.
Just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Don't play down to your opponents.
I know. I don't even know if that's what it is. I just the wrong timing for a cold streak. I don't know. We'll talk about it on the other side. Just got word from Fitz. His colleague Ryan Gilbert is going to join us in his place. He's a little under the weather. Maybe could not be better timing for that, because he is the Go Power Cat basketball expert, and we have a lot of basketball that we need to talk about with Ryan Gilbert, so we'll do that next. How does this all fit together, and what's the real story on this recruitment of Coleman Hawkins in potentially the largest NIL deal ever given. We'll get into all of that on the other side. Stick with us. More Sports Daily coming right up.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!